This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Mother's Corner. I am Barbara Chafter. I'm your host this morning on Mother's Corner. We are a faith-based program created to encourage, uplift, and strengthen single mothers through the Word of God, through prayer and honest conversations about the journey of single parenting. Mother's Corner is supported and supported by Single Moms Raising Sons. This program is the program that's specifically being created to place emphasis on single moms raising sons in a godly fashion with character and purpose that honors God. We seek to equip mothers with spiritual tools to raise the next generation of both men and women in a way that honors God and shows respect and integrity for others. You'll find that on our program, we reference biblical principles, we share testimonies, and we have meaningful discussions to remind women of the identity in Christ, and that they find their identity and strength and hope rooted in Christ. So wherever you are, please lean in, sit closer, make yourselves comfortable, and know that it's a safe and supportive space where single mothers can find spiritual encouragement, practical wisdom, and the reassurance that God walks with us in every season. Good morning, listeners. It's Barbara Jafter, and we are on Mother's Corner. Our topic for this morning is Grieving You, Finding Me. And our anchor verse to support this is Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's Psalm 34, verse 18. Our guest today is Liesl Schultz. She's a devoted mother of four and a grandmother of a seven-year-old little girl. Liesl's also the founder of the Dreams Foundation, and this foundation empowers women to move beyond grief and embrace a future filled with a renewed purpose and community. Liesl's also the author of Grieving You, Finding Me, which is our topic today, and she'll tell us more about that in a minute. And Liesl's particularly passionate as an advocate for widows to find hope, healing, and purpose in the loss through her own story. Liesl, welcome to Mother's Corner. It's a privilege to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, listeners. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be part of your program this morning.
Great, thank you. And I know your willingness to share both your heartbreak and your faith is a gift. I know our listeners will be encouraged by the way God has transformed your pain. So thank you for making time, Liesl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Liesl, losing your husband changed your life in an instant, as you shared some of your story with me. Can you take us back to those first days, weeks, after your loss, and how you processed your grief and what helped you to take your first step forward as a young widow and suddenly a single mother?
Yeah, wow, thank you. There's a term we love to use, and it's called widow's fog. We use it a lot these days when we say brain fog. But sure, those first moments were just shattering. Losing your husband, who you were together for 25 years, and his illness was very quick. The symptoms started early that year in 2017, and he was diagnosed and subsequently passed on in the same year. So it was just such a shock. As people of faith, we pray and we believe God is going to heal, and we did all of that. And sadly, he passed away. So the first few moments were just very shattering, very painful, and also very scary, because immediately you start thinking about how your future is going to look without your husband, without your children's father, and our granddaughter was born just months before that. And so, yeah, widow's fog was very real. I was going on in autopilot, just in shock. Yeah, and sadness, that I would sum up as the early days.
Sure. If you look back at that now, Liesl, you probably can't imagine if someone had to ask you a couple of months before that if this were to happen, how you would cope. You would probably say that you wouldn't, but no. We find strength.
I didn't. I didn't think I had it in me. You know, I was already wondering about my pension days. Where am I going to be? Are we just going to work out? Are we going to be living on the streets? Yeah, no, I could never, ever have even thought I'd be doing this today. Yeah, no, it was so hard. But yes, thank God.
Amen. Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And your testimony certainly speaks to that. And then let's just go a little bit deeper on, you know, as the mother of four and now also a grandmother. And as you say, your granddaughter was born just a few months before your husband passed. How did motherhood influence your resilience during one of those most difficult seasons of your life?
Yeah, you know, I think that's what actually also helped with that resilience, because now I was alone. I was the single mom, you know, and I had to now make things work in the family. We had our own business, which wasn't doing great at the time. Hubby was trying to sort of revive the business, but it just wasn't working out. And I then decided to find work. And so, yes, I literally told myself, it's all on you, girl. You have to take care of the children now. Although they were sort of young adults, my youngest was in grade 11 at the time. And then you have these grief myths, so to speak. And people told my son, our first child was a son, and they said to him, oh, Aiden, you know, you're the man of the house now, eh? And I was like, can you not do that?
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
You know? And I immediately went into protection mode, and I said to him, you are not the man of the house.
Yes.
You are the eldest, you are here, but you're not going to take that on you, you know. And of course, I know I immediately went into protector mode, but my children were half of me getting through all of this, knowing that it was all on me now. I had to take care of them, and I had to pull myself towards myself and actually look after them. So yes, motherhood took on a whole new meaning. Now a single mom,
yes.
It's all on you, you know. And people will, when I go to people with like, can you help me with this, and my daughter wants to do that, and she's now, and then they would ask me, well, what would Derek do? What do you think Derek would say?
Aww.
And I would be like, what? No, it's us now.
Yeah.
I need to stay.
Yeah.
Come up with. So you know what? It was absolutely trusting God every step of the way to guide me, to show me what to do. And so, yes, single parenthood was not easy, especially when you had your husband with you for all that time. I immediately said, I take my hats off to single moms. How did they do this all the time, you know? So my children really also brought on that resilience, that I had no choice but to get better, to heal well, and look after the best I could in the years that I still had them with me.
Well done. And here you are with me this morning to tell the story.
Absolutely.
Praise God for that.
Yeah,
and you know, we know that the word says that those who put their hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And the reason why I quote that right now, because as you shared about what people were saying to your son, and then suddenly you as the mom who's now the new protector and new provider, you know, dad's not there. Suddenly you become like the lioness, like, don't say that because you want to protect them. And the reason why I'm so passionate about
because
I was in the same boat with when my husband passed, and people don't mean this in a bad way.
Yeah.
They will say, you're now the head of the house. Look after your mom. That's not the right message. They still babies themselves.
And you know, Barbara, the worst was also at that time, our son was transitioning into his own adulthood, and he wasn't even working at the time. He was job hunting. He was all of 22, you know, and I thought that is so not fair to put that on him, you know. So, wow. I mean, I understand what they are trying to say, but it just, no. He was dealing with his grief of losing his dad.
Yes.
But I
Yes. And I mean, look where you are today. And I think it's important for young men and moms with young, single moms with young men, young boys that they are raising to remind them that you do not have to carry this. It becomes the way God has created man, that they want to be the protector, provider. It's something that's within their DNA.
No, absolutely.
But they need to be reminded that it's okay to mourn and allow that and let them be young boys finding their own identity, particularly in Christ.
I actually said to my mom, I will look after you.
Oh, that's
you
precious.
You know, and I thought it's so sweet, but I hear you.
Mm. And so then surviving that and day by day, as you and I chatted a bit last night, day by day, just finding the strength to move on. Not only did you find the strength to survive in your new world and find your new identity as the one who makes the decisions, by the way, I want to touch on that, but your journey from there being a widow and a single mother to finding, establishing Dreams Foundation. That's deeply inspiring, Lizelle. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
So it actually, the book was the catalyst to that. However, we had a registered NPO that was registered in the year that Derek actually passed on. So the NPO never really took off and it went dormant. And in my desire to reach out to other widows, the book happened and my publisher sort of guided me through, you know, like the supposed marketing and how to get the book out there. And she said, what would be nice is if you do, like they call it coffee with the author, and you share your story and whatever. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is ideal, you know, so I can actually revive the NPO. And because I'd always, at that stage, it was 5 years and I'd gone through the most, the worst, you know, and I was really confident in where I was at in Christ and my healing. I was like, okay, but hold on, I can actually formalize this. And so when I did the coffee with the authors, I would specifically invite widows. And you know, it just organically happened that way as the Holy Spirit led me, as I started reading up a lot about widowhood and the support that most widows need. I mean, there are women who are quite well supported, both emotionally, financially, but you know, for the most part, the widows just really struggle emotionally. And that was my first part of thinking about it, was to offer that emotional support, you know, and the practical support is building, which I'm super excited for. But to answer your question, the book, in essence, was the catalyst in me actually, you know, realizing that I can reach out to other widows, possibly widowers, in this manner and offer that emotional support to them.
You know, God, I do believe this with all my heart, that God will take what the enemy meant for harm, or where there's loss, and God will turn that around for our good. That's in Genesis 50:20. And practically, we can testify to that. You know, where there's loss, you've been able to take your pain and transform that into a reaching hand to the women that suffered the same loss and that need that encouragement. So praise God. Yeah. Praise God for that and for you. Thank you, Lizelle. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned, listeners.
Okay, thank you.
That was Tim Timmons, You Never Let Go, You Never Let Go. What a beautiful song, that the Lord never lets us go. And if you've just tuned in, we are on Mother's Corner. I'm Barbara Chafter, and we're speaking to our guest this morning is Lizelle Scholz. She's an amazing woman who has taken pain and loss and turned it into a powerful testimony with the loss of her husband, and suddenly a single mom of four and a grandmother of a young seven-year-old, and taking that pain and turning it into a blessing. So Lizelle not only has founded Dreams Foundation, which she has been sharing with us, but she also is the author of Grieving You, Finding Me, which is our topic this morning. Your book, Lizelle, Grieving You, Finding Me, beautifully captures your personal journey. What did God teach you about healing and identity through the process of grieving?
Yeah, wow. I think your identity takes a massive knock when you lose somebody so close to you, or any traumatic event for that matter, that's one of the big things that you start questioning. Who am I? Why am I still here? What purpose do I have? But for me, in my process, you know, I remember just Holy Spirit administering to me one day, you know, before I was Mrs. Scots, and I say that with all the love in my heart for my husband still, but before I was Mrs. Scots, God had formed me and knitted me together. Amen. In my mother's womb, with a purpose, with a plan for my life. And so now that I've lost that title, so to speak, I'm still that Lizelle that he formed. I'm still that Lizelle that he gave purpose and meaning to. And so for me, that was very big because, you know, even in my relationship with Derek, we had a really amazing relationship, but he was, if I have to put it this way, the stronger one, the out there one. You know, I was more compliant. I was okay. I just did what I needed to do. And I was okay with that, you know, but I didn't realize that in all of that, I wasn't actually being true to the gifts God had given me, to you know, even ministry for that matter. And so, yes, healing brought about a lot of that awareness. And like I said, being his wife was a season. I remember speaking to a lady one day, and she was counseling. And, of course, I was bawling my eyes out. And this was early days. Mm. And speaking to her, and she said to me, She just looked at me and she said, Lizelle, your season of being Derek's wife is over.
Wow.
It is now Lizelle's season.
Wow.
And you know, at the time, I didn't know if I wanted to slap her or you know, like just, no.
That's,
you know,
quite a hard message.
Right? And it's just been a few months. And I was like, are you crazy? I love being his wife. And I didn't ask to be here, you know. And but, you know, I promise you, it hit me in the gut. And I had to realize that we bold and brave when our season is beautiful, when we go, when I was Mrs. Scalts and, you know, all of that. And now it's another season. It literally is now an adult season. And so I had to learn to embrace that, and I had to dig deep and find those gifts and the meaning and what God actually wanted me to do. And find, like my title, the second part of my title is Finding Me.
Yes.
You know, I was always in shadow. You know, he was a leader of note wherever he was. He was always a leader, always out there. And I just rode the wave with him, you know. Mm. And when he wasn't there anymore, the spotlight was full on me. And I had to now step up.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it was quite a journey. But it was just amazing. It's been amazing to actually live in that identity that God has breathed into my life and created me. Yeah.
Mm. And it takes perseverance. I just love the title of your book because it's twofold. I mean, we double click on that. It's the grieving part that is real and it's ouch and it will have its lows and its highs and its valleys.
Right.
But then in that, still finding yourself, and that's how God prunes us, you know. He takes, again, to my earlier point. And it's and you would probably agree with me, it's a matter of perseverance. You persevered because James 1 verse 4 says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Yeah. And so oftentimes in the whole grieving, you're always faced with that. You're always faced with the happiness and the sadness. You're always faced with, you know, you want to celebrate. It's somebody's birthday. It's somebody's wedding.
Yes.
And you don't want to be sad. But you're constantly in between these emotions. And it was, personally for me, it was deciding what to choose on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, I can be happy, but I can also be sad, you know.
Yes.
But you know what, for today, my friend's wedding, she invited me, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to celebrate with her as hard as it is, you know. And so, yeah, and it's also just those intentional moments of, like, I'm not going to be sad today.
Yes.
You know, I actually am going to choose to smile and be intentional about actually enjoying this moment. And it's not easy initially. It is hard, and you see couples shopping, you see them walking on the beach.
Yes, it's difficult, I know. So
your heart just breaks into a million pieces, but you're at the beach. Enjoy the beach.
And show up for yourself. Show up every day for yourself.
Yes, show up for yourself. It is such a season of being intentional about your healing. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to be deliberate and decide what is going to be best for you.
And it's about also finding your purpose, your true purpose through that journey. Yes. Because what you're sharing is that you lost your husband and suddenly your identity shifts. You're no longer the wife of, you're now needing to move on to what is my new identity? What does this transformation look like? And so many widows and single mothers, Lizelle, they listening to us and they struggle, they still probably struggle or may be struggling with loneliness and uncertainty. What would you say to those women listening today who feel that they lost not only their husbands and partners, but also their purpose? What would you say to them?
You know, Barbara, I'm going to share what one lady shared just last 2 weeks ago in our Coffee Connect, in the Dreams Coffee Connect. And like you say, it's a shifting, it's a transformation. And also more so an awakening to yourself, to who you are. And the lady, and this is what one of the ladies said, that she sees this as God giving her a second chance.
Yes.
And I was like, I love that, Verona. Yes. I love that for you. You know, and she said, yes, we feel the pain. Yes, we feel the loneliness is the worst. Granted, again, you were so used to having this person with you for so many years, that is very real, and you need to find ways to ease that pain. But at the end of the day, like you said, there is purpose. God created you with that purpose, with that desire. And I do hear widows say, why am I here? I don't even know what my purpose is. But it's all part of the process. It's all part of that. Like, that is just being, it's just undercover for now. Yes. The finding me part, it's not like it's not there. It's easy. You have to go find it.
Yes, and it's about
relationship with Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And it's about again finding your true identity. He knit you together in your mother's womb before you were the wife of. And coming full circle back to that, because God will turn things around for your good, and we need to start believing that.
Incidentally, Full Circle was the name of our business.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Look at that. Yes. That's incredible. Praise God. That's incredible.
God's got a sense of humor. He's got a sense of humor. And so, yes, absolutely. I only had God but to trust in. I stood on his word. I just literally had to trust him with everything and believe that purpose will come to light and will come to the fore. And I must say, God has been so faithful to me. I am an absolute testimony of just falling to pieces initially, wondering why I'm still alive, but then yielding and surrendering all of that emotions and worries and concerns to God. And he absolutely has been faithful to turn it around.
Amen, amen. He's a father to the fatherless and a defender of widows.
I love that.
Widow. Please stay.
I just love it.
Yeah.
I would say that to God all the time. I would like, here's your word. Thank you for your word.
Amen.
Stand by the word.
Amen. And even in the quiet seasons, we mustn't doubt. So listeners, if you're listening to Lizelle's testimony this morning, please, there'll be times when it's lonely. Loneliness is real. It's not a magic wand. We're not saying there's a magic wand that we wave and then everything's great. In fact, quite the contrary, it'll get really dark. But remember that when the clouds shift, the sun shines through, and our Father is the light. Mm-hmm. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Andrea Crouch, Jesus is the answer, and don't we know it, so aligned to what we're discussing. I'm Barbara Jafter on Mother's Corner, and we're speaking to Lizelle Schultz. We have the privilege of her testimony this morning, and Lizelle has just been sharing with us some of what she has gone through, an incredible story of resilience, strength and hope as she had to find her identity after the loss of her husband and her identity in Christ. And then once she understood her identity, did she then start to understand her purpose in a completely different way? Not only the purpose of moving away from the purpose of being the wife to her husband when he was around, but now being the daughter of the King, which she always was, and then what God did with that amazing testimony to turn things around. There's also, so for, if you could leave, there's women that are listening to the show and they hear us speak practically about, you know, resilience, strength and going through the highs and lows. And we sit here today and we can speak about that very positively. But the reality is that there are going to be dark days. And if you could leave women, widows, particularly single moms, that are listening with one message of hope today, what would you want her to remember about God's faithfulness and the dreams he still has for her?
Wow. I just want to say that I am an absolute testimony of what God, of how he transformed and turned things around for me, literally redeeming my pain, my tears. After 5 years, myself and my children, I had to move back to my family home because it was just that hard financially. I couldn't afford to pay the rent where we were staying. And I moved back into my bedroom where I grew up with my mom sleeping next door and my children, two girls, sharing their rooms. You know, they've all been used to having their own space. I had to be humble. And we moved back into my mom's place for about 5 years. And, you know, in that time, you know, I realized we take things so for granted. My mom was a widow. I'm like, my mom was a widow and she was older and she had way less resources than I had at the time, you know, because by then I actually got a full-time job and I was getting back, literally starting from scratch, getting back on my feet. In the early days, I could not see, the trees for the wood.
The wood for the trees,
I literally couldn't. And so I just want to encourage every widow, single mom who is feeling, who is finding themselves in that dark place right now, you know, you unfortunately have to feel and go through it. You have to cry in that pillow if you have to, so that the kids don't hear, or in the shower. Don't suppress it. Don't say it's not there. You're okay, I'm going to do this, because actually you can't do it on your own, you know, but you have to feel it, go through it. But then know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you're going to surrender that pain, surrender that hopelessness, surrender all of that to God and allow his plans to be fulfilled in your life. Easily, we want to take it. I made loans just to buy food and make sure there's enough for my children. And, just overcompensated on so many levels, you know. And when I started literally just trusting God, you know, we say it so, it's almost cliche.
Yes.
But you have no choice but to. And you really do it with the knowledge of your relationship with him and the awareness that God is right there going through this valley with you. I promise you, I am a testimony of that. God will come through. He's actually right there. He's there. He's going through it with you. And your gifts, the fruit that he has placed inside of you must come to the fore when you yield it to you and you allow the gardener to do the work.
I love it. Allow the gardener to do the work. We sometimes come with our own little spade and we uproot the soil when it's fertile and we put dry sand in.
We want to do our own thing.
I love it.
And over again, he says, allow me if you abide in me and my word abides in you, oh my gosh, God is just absolutely faithful. I stand as a testimony to that.
Amen. I mean, we could speak for hours, but we have now come
absolutely
to the end of our show. The time goes way too quickly, but you touched on so many things that I want to wrap up with to say. The word surrender is a word that I want us to hold on to. If you take anything away, surrender to your Father and allow Him to be the gardener. And even if you can't see the green leaf popping through, know that the seed is deeply planted and it will take root and it will emerge and allow the gardener to do what he does. Because, you know, it's what grows in the dark when no one can see. Behind the scenes, when you're trying to feed your family and you're trying to pay the rent and you try to keep the lights on, God is there and you will, like Lizelle, find a time and space when it comes full circle where you then sharing your testimony. Lizelle, thank you for joining us on the show today and for sharing your story with such vulnerability and authenticity. And no doubt there's been words of encouragement for the ladies that are listening, and you've given us hope, all of us hope. Thank you, Lizelle.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity once again. I'm just grateful for that, to share the message of hope.
No, you're most welcome. Thank you. So listeners, we've come to the end of our show. Please remember to tune in next week to our Mother's Corner, where we create a safe space for us to share testimony, to share the word of God. And so please, until next week, stay rooted and rising and be blessed. I also want to mention that we have a praise and worship evening, the Cape Pulpit Praise and Worship, on Friday, the 3rd of July at 6 o'clock at the Red Harbour Church in Cape Town. The entry is only 60 Rand. Please try to support us and to come expected of what the Lord will do and join us in fellowship. Have a blessed day further, everyone. Take good care.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.